Welcome to Dating Flags by Didi
and Joe. Guys, on this podcast, we talk about the no-nonsense dating approach for the love you deserve. And basically what it is, it helps you to identify the red and green flags faster so you can find the love you deserve faster. And that's what it is. So
exactly. And also, we know you guys have seen those type of videos a lot on the internet. But what's different with us is that we are a couple that met on a dating app and you get to see a female's perspective and a male's perspective. And that's going to help the ladies to understand men better.
Exactly. We want the ladies to understand men to a T and understand what they're thinking when they're coming on these dates with you. So you can see what they're really up to. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
In today's episode, I want to talk about high-value men.
Ooh.
9 traits a high-value man has.
All right.
And also how to attract a high-value man.
And I'm going to be telling the ladies how to spot a good actor. He's acting like a high-value man, but deep down he's really not.
Exactly.
And how to attract that real high-value man.
And we're going to compare basically a basic man and a high-value man. Like, how can you differentiate those?
And just so you know, we're not hating on basic men and we're not pushing forward a high-value man. Sometimes a basic man levels up and become a high-value man. He's just not there yet. So
exactly.
I just wanted to make sure we clear that.
Yeah. And every woman loves a high-value man and wants to have a high-value man. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you have a high-value man, you're going to level up with him too. And you're going to become, if you're not already a high-value woman, you're going to become a high-value man because of him. So that's only benefits. Only benefits for the ladies.
That's right. You're going to become a high-value woman.
Why? What's so funny?
No, you said you're going to become a high-value man.
Oh, I said that? Well, I'm thinking about high-value men so much right now that I just, yeah. All right, but you know what I mean,
yeah.
Right? Anyways, I want to start with the first trait a high-value man has, which is confident.
That's right.
Confidence. And a man with confidence, he is so confident in not only in himself, but also in his abilities.
That's right.
And he, especially, he doesn't seek validation from others. Now, I can give you an example, guys. Joe is running a business. And I once asked him when I met him, when I started dating him, I was like, so do you ever like doubt in yourself, you know, that maybe you're not gonna make it or whatever, right? It's a normal question. Like, we always think that, we wonder.
Yeah.
And he's like, with a very loud and clear no. And I know that might seem cocky to you, but it's not. That's confidence. And I think you should be very aware between be someone that's cocky or someone that's confident.
I agree, because and let me just talk about what tends to happen some of the times where people confuse the confidence with cockiness or arrogance, right? So there's a type of confidence where someone has absolute belief in themselves. This man has absolute belief in himself and he just knows. And on the other side, you have arrogance or cockiness where this person, they seek to put down someone else. They try to show their colors. They go to every extent just to highlight a specific trait about themselves. When the confident man, he's not seeking to show off. He just has a strong belief in himself. He has a strong sense of self.
Exactly.
And he needs absolutely no one's validation. He doesn't need to be validated by no one.
And I feel like those men that seek validation from others, especially his woman, that's men with like an ego.
Yes.
They want to feed their ego. Exactly.
They have an ego deep down and you have to give them that words of affirmation and that praise to fuel that And that's usually a fragile type of situation, fragile type of man.
If you're starting to date a man, make sure he is working on a mental and a physical goal. Because these type of men that have those goals are more likely to be confident.
Exactly. And usually these confident men, they're not perfect. Like, people will think that these so-called high-value confident men are poor, but they're not perfect. Mm-hmm. And they know that, but they're confident in what they have.
Yeah.
They know, listen, I'm not the richest person in the world, but I'm confident with what I have. Mm-hmm. They know I'm not the best looking person in the world, but I'm confident in what I have. And the way they talk, the way they walk, and the way they present themselves shows this. A confident man can have on no designer, absolutely no designer, no Gucci, nothing, absolutely nothing.
And you can tell, you
can tell that he's confident based on how he carries himself. So it's not even the physical stuff.
Yeah.
It's just his mindset and how he views himself and the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I believe. So, and usually what it looks like when a guy is not too confident and you're on a date with him, let's say you're on a date with this guy.
Yeah.
And you want to see if this guy's confident or not. He's not trying to really have you talk about yourself. He's trying to talk about himself. Mm. Yeah, and you know, I'm the president of this, and I'm this, and I'm that. And most of the time, it's all lies.
They're trying to pretend they're someone that they're not, right?
Exactly. A confident man, he doesn't even need to tell you what he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to try to get to know you, and while you realize that you're talking a lot, you're like, okay, so what about you? What do you do? And then he tells you about himself. He's not advertising all these positive things about himself. Yeah. He's allowing you to come to him, then he tells you, but he's more interested in getting you to open up. So that's what it looks like on a date.
I love that. And
brings back memories.
Yeah, it does. And listen, ladies, I don't want to talk too much about our stories because I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want you guys to get it wrong, because we're here to help you find that high value man and attract that high value man.
Mm-hmm.
And look at me as your older sister that's talking to you, just helping you and just giving you some advice.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly. So number two, a high value man is ambitious and has a high drive. Now, what that means is he's very goal oriented.
Yeah.
And he loves to work towards his goals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can give you an example, guys. I'm actually going to give an example with us. I remember when I started dating Joe, he told me from the beginning, listen, I work a lot. And I'm like, I was like, okay, I get it. Like, first I was okay.
Yeah.
And then the next week he says it again. Listen, I work a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay. And again, and I'm like, okay, why are you saying that so much?
Uh-huh.
And the reason he said it so much was because he was preparing me to be okay with it.
Yeah.
And I had no other choice than to be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is that basically shows you that he was really working on his goals, on his long-term goals.
Yeah.
And when you're dating a guy, you want to see him having long-term goals and not just short-term goals for the week.
Now, let me, and ladies, let me just tell you how you can tell if a guy has a strong ambition or a strong drive. It's really hard to spot these things, but look at him when he starts, as if. One, he has to talk about a goal. But look at him when he's talking about a goal. When he's talking about his goals and his ambition, it's like there's a fire. There's a glow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fire that's burning inside his soul. And he's bringing you into that world where he's accomplishing his goals and he's telling you about all these things. You can tell that man has a potential to have a high drive or ambition. Now, more importantly, you have to see that there's action behind it. Imagine if I used to say, oh, I work a lot, but I'm home, couch, potato, relaxing.
Exactly, that doesn't align.
And you know, you're going to see the signs that, this is a very driven guy.
Yeah.
And sometimes these ambitious and driven guys, You might think in the beginning they're not interested. How can he not be thinking about me? How can he not be texting me? How can he not be calling me? What will happen? It's because he's so focused on achieving these goals and these ambition that he's not thinking in that moment. But what he will do if he cares about you mm-hmm. is communicate with you in a scheduled manner. So you know he's always going to text you in the morning. He's always going to send you a midday update. Exactly. He's always going to call you in the night. They love to top it off with the call in the night just to catch up on the day. Because in the daytime, they want to achieve goals in the daytime.
I already spoke about it once in a different episode, guys. But Joe, actually, in the beginning, he would text me something like, "Hey, it's a tough day, but I'm thinking about you. And I can't wait to come home tonight and just call you and talk to you."
Exactly. So yes, there's a high drive. Yes, there's a high ambition. Yes, I'm trying to achieve these goals, mm-hmm. but I care enough. So I'm going to communicate with you and let you know, "Hey, I'm looking forward to speak to you. I'm looking forward to talk to you. I'm looking forward to text you. I'm looking forward to just be around you." And so, and that's what these guys will do. They will make sure they stay consistent, even though they're chasing their dreams, they're chasing their goals. There's a sense of consistency there.
Number three, a high value man maintains his integrity and is honest. Mm-hmm. So honesty is very big for him. Mm-hmm. And this is where being confident comes into play, because a confident high value man doesn't feel the need to lie. So that means he's honest. I'm gonna give you guys an example. If you guys are dating someone and you ask him about his past, "Hey, you know, how was your relationship like back then?" Because that's totally fine if you ask that.
Yeah.
If he feels the need to lie about his past and not be honest with you, he's not being honest. He's not a high value man, because if he's confident enough, he's going to be so confident. He's going to tell you, "Listen, in my past, I was an asshole. In my past, was an asshole." But he knows that he changed.
Exactly.
He knows that he changed, and he's good now. He's a good man now, and he will feel confident enough to just tell you that. Yeah,
I agree. And these in honesty is very important to an high value man, because he understands that the world works in a karmic way. So he knows this guy's usually very mature, right? It's not going to be a very immature guy. He's going to be an extremely mature guy. Now, he knows if he lies to you just to get something, the way the universe works is just going to come right back around and bite him in the ass. Yeah. But that's not how karma works. It's going to bite you in the ass times 10. He's aware of that, so he's not going to lie to you.
Exactly.
He's going to be honest with you because he cares about your feelings, and he knows that if he lies to you, that's going to hurt you. These type of men never want to hurt you in the beginning. So, exactly. And how you spot a liar, watch the action. The action never really matches the words. They'll say all these big things, but there's no action behind what they're saying. And then if there is action, it's inconsistent. So that's how you can spot a liar.
Wow.
It's very, look them in their eyes.
Yeah.
Look them in their eyes. And sometimes they lie so much they can't keep up with their lies.
Yeah.
So that's how you can spot a liar. But at the same time, when you come across these guys as honest, appreciate that. If a guy says, "Yeah, I was an asshole in the past. Yeah, I was a player in the past." At least he's being honest with you.
Yeah.
And you take that and appreciate that that sense of honesty.
And usually when a guy is really honest about that and really tells you, "Hey, I was a player," that basically says that he's not a player anymore.
Exactly.
Because he has nothing to hide. He's just going to be honest.
And then as a woman, now some guys, they can say that and think it's game. They'll say it knowing you're still a player. Now, again, how do you spot whether or not this guy is really a player right now? It's the action.
Exactly.
That's how we find out if you're lying.
I remember your words and your action aligned perfectly fine. If anything, your action spoke louder than your words.
Right.
It's crazy. All right, number four. Let me take a quick sip, guys.
It's orange juice. Stop acting like it's champagne. It's not champagne.
No, I know it's orange juice, but I have to take a quick sip because that's a big one.
Okay.
That is a big one.
Let's hear it.
A high value man has emotional intelligence. And what that means is he is aware of his own emotions, and also aware of others' emotions.
That's right.
He empathizes with other people's emotions. And we all know we are emotional. Women are emotional. We all know that, right? And that's fine. We will never change. But as a woman, you don't really want an emotional man. Let me tell you why.
Really?
Let me tell you why.
In this modern day and age.
Well, nowadays, people on the internet are talking about, you know, they want a man to show emotions. A man can show his emotions, but what I'm talking about is you don't want a man that's making decisions based on his emotions, that's acting emotionally.
Yes, that, me.
Yes. No, seriously, because I can give you an example. If you ever date a guy and let's say you're about to have sex, and you're already getting there, you're cuddling, you're, you know, kissing, and you know it's about to, you know, get there, and all of a sudden you decide out of nowhere, no, you don't want to have it with him right now, you don't, and you tell him that. Now watch his reaction. How is he gonna react to that? Is he gonna act up? Is he gonna act childish? Is he gonna get mad and cranky about it?
Yeah.
Or is he gonna understand and say, it's fine, like, take your time, when you're ready, you know, that's fine.
Exactly.
Because that also tells you, if a guy's acting up, he is not even aware of your own emotions. Exactly. Like, he's not even thinking, damn, how does she feel? Mm-hmm. Like, there has to be a reason why she said no to
exactly.
it.
I agree 100%. And a lot of young men are guilty of this because they haven't developed a sense of control within themselves, much less to even take the time to understand other people. So if a guy is not taking his time to understand you and your emotion, that is a red flag.
Yeah.
And you just want to slow down and press on the brakes and maybe change direction and go somewhere else, because that is not it. Now, when people talk about emotional intelligence, it's so interesting to me because I always loved psychology back in college, but it's just really walking a mile in someone's shoe. That's all it is, right? Yeah. And you can spot if someone is willing to walk a mile in your shoe, even from a date, right? And I'll tell you why. If you're on a date with someone, you're on a date with this odd guy, whatever, and you're at a dinner table and you realize he's not paying attention. And what this looks like is you're talking, but he's kind of looking all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, he's not in tune. It doesn't feel like he's listening attentively.
Yeah.
You can tell his emotional intelligence is not really high.
Yeah.
And it so you can know he's not going to walk a mile in your shoe. You could know if it gets to a point where you're emotional and you say, hey, listen, I'm not ready to have sex yet.
Yeah.
He's going to act out.
Yeah.
Because he's not paying attention to you. And that's how easy emotional intelligence is. It all starts by paying attention to the other person. Pay close attention. Try and understand what they're going through, what they're feeling in those moments. And then that's going to dictate your answer, your actions.
Yeah.
Right? So, and self-control dives deep into that too. So listen, if you're on a date with a guy.
Well, the self-control, we're going to get there.
Okay.
We're going to get there. Okay. I remember when I met you, you looked at me so deep, like there was nobody else. Like nobody else mattered. And you were like, you weren't distracted from stuff and people and looking around. You actually looked at me deeply in my eyes. And I felt, I really felt like you were so attentive and you listened to me and you, like, we connected emotionally.
Exactly.
And this is because you had emotional intelligence.
And I'm willing to walk a mile in your shoe.
Yeah.
Right? We might not wear the same size, but I mean, squeezing.
You might want to wear my high heels?
Chill. But anyways, you know, that's going to tell you if a person have emotional intelligence or not.
Number five is self-improvement.
Mm.
A man, a high-value man, he loves to self-improve, whether this is self-growth, whether this is self-improvement, whether this is learning new skills, learning something new. I'm gonna give an example. I don't know if I'm allowed to share that. But so Joe recently started to join a swimming class. Well, he's basically taking swimming lessons at the age of 28 because he wants to learn something new.
Should I even tell him the story behind why I decided to do swimming classes?
Yeah, go ahead. Just don't blame me for that.
So remember, Joe got two brain cells. So my stupid ass was in Mexico. My black ass going snorkeling with the turtles. I'm like, all right, let's do this excursion. And I'm doing the excursion. And they're like, yeah, you have to get in the water to snorkel. I'm like, get in the water. They're like, yeah, you got to get in the water. We have these life vests and you're going to put on the life vest and then you can get in the water. I'm like, all right, I'll get in the water. I'm only 230 pounds of muscle. I get in the water. Anyways, put on the life vest, got in the water. And in the water, it was two boats. And there's a string that connected boat. So they're like, when you get inside the water, just hold on to the string and you'll be fine. In addition to having a life vest. So my black ass got in the water. And obviously
I was next to you.
Babe was next to me. I'm like, babe, I'm sinking. I'm sinking, babe. Tell him I'm sinking. Let him know I'm sinking.
And
I'm
like, no, you started holding on to me. Don't leave that part out.
I started holding on. I'm like, babe, tell him I'm sinking. But at the same time, I wasn't panicking, which is ridiculous.
And I over here was like, help, help, help. We need help.
And then the funniest part is some guy behind me is like, he needs help. Get him out of the water. And I'm like, bro, I'm drowning, but I'm like, slow down.
Yeah, like, I'm drowning. I'm it's drowning, not that serious. It's not that. Well, I was about to drown with you because you were holding on to me.
Yeah, and then I got out. But yes, to Diana's point, self-improvement is very, very big. And wherever these high-value men realize that they're lacking in a certain part that's integral to, you know, some type of survival.
Yeah.
Being in the water, they're going to try and improve, right? Yeah. Which is, you know, why I started swimming classes and I'm swimming a lot better now. And let me just say this. He has to be infatuated with improving physically and mentally. Yeah. Mentally can come from whatever books he's reading, if he's going to seminars or whatever that is. And physically is
listening to podcasts, today flags, maybe.
Subscribe. Join, like, sponsor,
comment.
Anyways, but
did you comment us yet? Did you like us yet? Did you subscribe us yet? I'm joking.
He has to, you know, crave to improve mentally, and then on the physical side, I think it's extremely important that a man engage in some type of physical activity and want to get better at it.
Yeah.
Whether that's playing sports, whether that's going to the gym, whether that's just running.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be something that he wants to improve in.
Mm-hmm.
And now, again, it's easy to spot this if a guy's not really, like, you're on dates, so everybody's going to advertise their best self.
Exactly. And you know how you can tell? Because in his free time, he will use his free time to do those things. Like, obviously, when he's not working, if he's on the couch watching TV, which is not, it's fine. You guys can watch TV. Of course, everybody does that. We do that too. But again, like, mostly in our free time, we go to swimming classes.
Precisely. And swim.
Number six is respect. Respect is very important for a high-value man because he makes it a priority to make people feel good.
Yeah.
He is going to value your opinion. He's going to respect your opinion, even though he disagrees. And he's going to be considerate with your feelings. For example, the difference between a basic man, let's call him basic man, and a high value man is that if he gets disrespected, the basic man usually reacts with disrespect too. So he wants to give it back to him. But a high value man will stay collective. He just received disrespect, which is not cool, but he's going to walk away from that because he doesn't tolerate that and he's not going to go down on his level, and he's just gonna walk away.
That's true. I think sometimes it goes even deeper than that because with a high value man, he understands that he's not gonna get respect from everyone, but he seeks respect from the people he cares about and love. And he always gives them the maximum amount of respect. Mm-hmm. Now, let's think about his woman. He's always going to treat his woman with maximum respect. Yeah. He's not going to call her some wild names. He's not going to do anything to make her look bad in public. He's not going to do anything to make her image look bad in front of her friends or do things to come across as if he's a controlling man. He's not doing any of those things.
Yeah.
He's going to respect his woman 100%, and he expects the same in return. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't get the same in return, then he's going to eliminate himself from that situation. He could take himself away from that situation. That's how he deals with disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, you think about his family, his mom. He's always going to have maximum respect for his mom. And that's a hallmark of a high-value man. Look how he treats his parents.
Yeah.
He holds his parents on a high pedestal.
Yeah.
So if you're on a date with a guy and you realize that he claims to be a high-value man, look at some of the way he is with respect when the waiter comes to that table.
Does he?
What do I do when every waiter comes to the table?
You always look at their names when they have like a name saying here, mm-hmm. and you always speak to them with their name. Like you say their name. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
that's a form of showing respect.
Maximum respect. Yeah. Because as you said, the high value men want the other person to feel good.
Exactly.
He's not trying to put down the other person. So if a waiter comes over, I'm like, how you doing today, Diane? And let's say Diane is the waiter. And then I'm like, how you doing today, Diane? And she's like, damn, he actually knows my name. He looked at my name tag. And that makes them feel just maybe 5% better that day, right? Mm-hmm. Or just that interaction. So he always gives that respect, even when he doesn't have to, because it's integral and it's a part of the fabric of who he is. So
it's one of his values.
It's one of his values. So look at the way that person treats you. Look at the way he treats strangers. Look at the way he treats his family. And if they're not all with respect, you know, that's not necessarily a high value man yet.
We're coming closer to the number 9, the last one.
That's right.
But number 7 is he has strong boundaries.
Yep.
We basically all know what that means.
Yeah.
And he knows what he wants. He knows what he wants. He does not tolerate when someone steps over his boundaries, and he just knows how to maintain and establish those boundaries, his values, whatever it is.
He certainly does. Let's say you're on a date with a guy, and I'll give a few examples of how a high value man deals with boundaries. Let's say you're on a date with a guy and he's a high value man, and you're there and you're doing some, you're just talking to him, and then you know, a part of the conversation came up where you just call him a name. Let's say he doesn't like the name.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to communicate to you that, hey, you know, that, I think that was really funny, but, you know, I'd much rather you call me
my
Joe.
I would much rather.
And that's how they do it. It's just like the second something happens, they don't wait. These high value men, they address it.
Yeah.
But they don't address it in a way where they were attacking you, just like I did just now. Like, you know, let's say you call me Johnny boy, and then or just whatever, and I'm like, yeah, you know, yeah, I think that's really funny, but I'd much rather you call me, you prefer that you call me Joe.
Yeah.
And it's not disrespectful.
Very collective.
And that's how they communicate.
Yeah.
Now with their boundaries, if something else, now let's say it gets to a point where you keep calling him that, he's not gonna get upset, he's not gonna get angry. What he does, You cross his boundary, he's just going to take himself away from that situation.
Exactly.
Meaning he'll stop he'll just walk away from you. And that's how these high-value men deal with boundaries. They're very firm on boundaries because once boundaries are broken down, there's no respect left.
Number 8, and this is now self-control. I told you we're going to get there. A high-value man, he has maximum self-control. And what that means, he does not act based on his emotions, like we said earlier, and also act on his impulsive thoughts. He can manage his impulses and also resist temptations.
Mm.
And also, someone with self-control is also less likely to cheat.
Yeah, and that's true. Guys with less self-control, they're more likely to cheat. They don't know how to regulate their emotions. They don't know how to
resist temptations.
I agree 100%. And the reason why it's so hard, the self-control the whole self-control in as a whole is because a lot of people have like a lot of demons in their head, a lot of stuff that's mm-hmm. going on. And they every opportunity they get to push that out there or get some of that out, they do it. So if something happens and they're having a bad day and someone steps on their toes, they just get it out. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to regulate that internally without letting it out. And growing up, my mom used to always say, it doesn't matter what you have going on in here, especially if you go to work, it's unfair to put that on someone else. It's unfair to put that on a customer.
I see.
So it's always important to regulate that control that you have within yourself. And you'll be able to tell this. It's easy.
Yeah.
Look what happens when pressure hits that person.
Right.
You're going to be able to tell this. And I remember I was seeing someone when I was going on dates before I found my sweet Diana, of course. And, you know, this, we were going on dates. We got in a fight. It was something small, but it was pressure.
Mm-hmm.
She displayed absolutely no self-control. She just, bah! And that just showed me that, all right, so if there's pressure again, what's going to happen? Where's that self-control? It's non-existent. So you're always going to find self-control in a high-value man. So
yeah.
If you want to tell if this guy's a high-value man, put some pressure on him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some pressure.
Put some pressure.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
They say pipe.
I tell him no more often to certain things.
That's pressure. That's pressure. What is he going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
The last one, guys, is the provider mindset.
Ooh.
And that basically means that he feels responsible not only for his financial and emotional well-being, but also for his woman's financial and emotional well-being. Now, usually a lot of people think when someone says, oh, he's a provider mindset, a lot of people think about only financially, mm-hmm. they think about money, but it's really emotional support too.
Mm-hmm.
And again, some women out there are gonna say, oh, I'm independent. I love being independent. I don't need someone that provides for me. Again, it's financially and emotionally. And also, you can be an independent woman and do it yourself, pay your own things. But what a man, a high value man with a provider mindset, he's gonna want to know, he wants his woman to know that she's good if she ever needs him. He's gonna think, if you're independent, you wanna be an independent woman, that's fine, you got this. But whenever you need help, whenever you feel pressured or overwhelmed, I'm here for you. I'm always here for you to support you financially and emotionally.
100%. When it comes to the provider mindset, a high value man is thinking a few different things. One, he's thinking, I want to provide for you financially. Two, he's thinking, I want to be a stable for your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to provide for you in that sense. I want to be your rock. Three, he's thinking about protecting you. He wants mm-hmm. to provide a sense of protection for you. And I remember, so again, one of my friends, this dude, smart as hell, his name is James, and he's been in a marriage for a very long time, probably 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he's way ahead of me in terms of, you know, having a sense of experience in a committed marriage. So I went to him for some advice, and it had to do with being a protector and a provider and honing on the responsibilities of your woman's happiness. I'll tell you exactly how a high value provider man thinks. I'm like, all right, talk to me. How do you work around these situations, James? And he said, listen, when you're in a marriage and you're the provider, you're not just thinking about financial providing.
Exactly.
You have to think about how you provide her peace, how you serve her emotional stability. So for myself, I know my actions is going to impact her level of happiness. So I take responsibility for her happiness in some senses. Yes, she takes responsibility for her happiness, but you know that your actions impact her sense of happiness. So
exactly.
And that was just so deep. Like, some people aren't going to get that. And it's not for everyone.
I love that.
But
I love
the fact that he thought so deeply about, you know, providing for her emotions and being a sense of responsibility for her happiness, providing for her happiness to such a deep level. Yeah. I'm like,
taking notes.
Take some notes. So that's a
and
big
this
one.
This goes for both partners.
And it's not even just financial. Obviously, he provides financially, but it's way beyond that. That shows you that a high value man to have a provider mindset. Finances is the basic.
Yeah.
He's thinking way beyond that. He's thinking, all right, what's her level of happiness this month?
Yeah.
What's her level of peace this month?
Yeah.
What can I provide to make sure that our whole household is in great standings? And that's what I believe a high value provider man is.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that you brought it to the point.
Yeah, and you know, and if I have any questions or need more advice, I'm gonna call him up. Cause listen, a high value man is always trying to improve. And he doesn't care where the improvement is coming from. He's going to find
that
out.
And he's taking advice and he's not belittling other people.
He doesn't think he's big enough for advice.
Exactly.
He's going to take notes.
Always take notes.
That's right.
What I want to say, ladies, I'm here as your big sister to help you guys. And he as your big brother. Mm-hmm. And if you truly believe I want a high value man with those 9 traits, you're gonna get it. You can get it. Like, there is men out there with those traits.
And can I just say one thing? I'm not gonna say you have to do 10 different things to attract high value men.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing a woman has to do to attract high value men, just one, is focus on yourself first.
You know, I knew you were gonna say that.
Because I'm big on that.
Yeah.
You have to focus on yourself first. Love yourself first. Be obsessed with yourself first, because you know what that means? You're never going to shortchange yourself.
Exactly.
That means you're going to have standards.
You're going to
have strong boundaries. So I'm not even going to go down the line and tell you all these different things.
Yeah.
No, it's that simple. You have to focus on yourself. And once you get a sense where you're focusing on yourself, your fitness is improving, your lifestyle is improving, you're focusing on how you speak, you're focusing on how you communicate with people, you're focusing on the friends you have, they all align. Because when this man comes into your life, just like when I came into your life, immediately I could tell you're a high value woman. I didn't need nobody to tell me. I didn't need a resume. I'm seeing it by the way you act. I'm seeing it by how you interact in with your family, with how you interact with your friend, the boundaries you set when I would bring up some silly, stupid shit. You're like, oh, no. And that just showed me, yo, this girl got standards. And each time, and you know what a high value woman does for a high value man?
Uh-huh.
A high value woman levels up a high value man. Mm-hmm. Because ever since you've been in my life, I keep leveling up. I keep leveling up and up and up. And that's what I love. I don't want a woman that's going to take me down, down, down. And you don't want a man that's going to take you down, down, down. So ladies, think about yourself first. Serve yourself first. Love yourself. Appreciate yourself. When you do those things, you'll automatically have standards, boundaries. And then that man is just going to come and sweep you off your feet. And you're going to sweep him off his too.
Wow. You said it really nice. And remember, ladies, also that a high value man obviously wants a high value woman too. So if he goes on a date with you when you're maybe a party girl, which nothing is wrong with that. But, you know, like, no shame on party girls. But a high value man, if he meets you and you're telling him, in my free time, I go party a lot. I party 3 times a week. You know, he's not going to want to engage with you because, again, he wants someone on his level. Yeah,
absolutely.
And that does not mean you have to be perfect. You have to be extremely high value. We all have, you know, our flaws. So,
exactly. Yeah. That's it, guys.
Thank you so much, guys, for watching this video. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe the video.
Subscribe.
And maybe tell us your story if you had any experience with a high value man or a low value man.
Yeah, tell us. We want to hear about it. Tell us in the comment section. And I live by this. Women determines the way a man treats them. So if you want to find a high value man, become a high value woman.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.